Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. A high mountain, a familiar scene in the biblical story. Mountains are places where God shows his power, his majesty, his glory. In fact, the figures who are included with Jesus in the gospel have mountaintop experiences where the power of God is displayed to Moses and the power of God is displayed to Elijah. Mountaintop gives us an indication that something grand is going to happen. Cinematographers have this extraordinary skill of presenting a scene. The moment we see the scene, we have this sense of something really good is going to happen or something awful is about to unfold. And so we have a mountaintop, the biblical stories familiar to us. God's going to show his power. And indeed, he does. And also communicates that on the mountaintop, a place where God touches us, God touches humanity, we don't remain, but we go forth from there living in the world. A mountaintop need not be elevated plateaus in our lives. The God of the universe wants to touch us and reveal his power in many ways, including the sacraments of his church. We live in the world, and sometimes living in the world is extremely difficult. In recent times, all of us are hearing much to do about the latest contagion that provides real threat to humanity, not just localized to a few. And it's prompting leaders in business and church and communities to speak about what to do. Our own bishop released some recommendations on Thursday of this week. And it seems timely to just circle around the kitchen table and just speak like a family about what is going on and what we can do here at Little Flower. The first point that I want to emphasize is that it is not a sin to miss Mass when we're sick. The church has always taught this, and indeed, we really want to come. And yet, if we are sick, we have to use our common sense to decide, is this a smart thing to do? Including, is it a smart thing to do if I'm really feeling sick and I might be with some who come to church whose own immune system is not as robust or as strong as my own? We call this the virtue of prudence, and I might put it like this: use your noggin. God gave us common sense to exercise and practice. And the church honors that by saying, hey, if there is sickness that you're experiencing, it's not a sin to miss Mass. And the best thing we can do when we must miss Mass because we're sick and stay home, the best thing we can do is to get well. Not to necessarily rush back before we're healthy, but to get well. What is it that I can do? I meaning each one of us. Well, it goes back to practicing good hygiene, just a reminder, a timely reminder for me as well. Washing hands frequently. Cover coughs and sneezes. I was taught a long time ago with the hand, but I understand we've graduated to the elbow, right? To the elbow. Resist the temptation to follow through on the sneeze or the cough. Just keep it confined to the face. And respect others. Respect others who themselves are comfortable choosing not to touch before Mass or during Mass or after Mass. Gosh, I know how much I appreciate the benefit of the doubt given to me. And so we want to extend the benefit of a doubt to anyone who simply chooses, for reasons that they know and for prudence that they're exercising, not wishing to extend a hand or an embrace, whether that's before Mass when we're greeting people, whether that's during Mass, say at the sign of peace, or whether that's after Mass as we're exiting. A simple smile, a slight nod of the head communicates care and concern and interest in other, and just to be respectful of that. What are we doing here at Little Flower differently? Well, many of you noticed when you came into church, what happened to the holy water? Well, following the strong recommendation, as he phrased it, from Bishop Thomas, we have emptied the holy water fonts at the door, and they'll remain empty indefinitely. Holy water, of course, remains available in the narthex in a large container out there. The tops of pews were disinfected before the weekend, and that will be a weekly practice that we will do here, in addition to remaining as vigilant and as active as we know how with keeping things clean. Extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, beginning this weekend, will use hand sanitizers before distributing the sacred species. They've received that communication, and I'm going to try to remember to coach him on it at that time in the Mass. But if you had to put your money on me, you wouldn't want to do that to remember. But you already know that I have difficulty remembering. With regards to Holy Communion, it's just a reaffirmation of teaching that has been espoused by the Church since her very beginning, that the whole, entire, and complete Christ Jesus the Lord is received, body, blood, soul, and divinity, when only the sacred host is received. So too is the whole, total, and complete Christ Jesus our Lord received, body, blood, soul, and divinity, when we only receive the precious blood. The Church strongly encourages both forms being available for the faithful at Mass, and once again exercising the virtue of prudence, using our noggins, that if we're not feeling well, or there's some other reason not to receive the precious blood, then simply don't receive it in that form, knowing that receiving the sacred host alone is total, complete, and everything that needs to be done with complete encounter of Christ. I think it's important that the virtue of prudence, that respect be given to all of you and to visitors who join us, to exercise common sense and good judgment. You can make those choices that need to be made, and respect others who perhaps choose to do differently. At the end of the story of the Transfiguration, or towards the end, the disciples are gripped by fear. And we hear the description in Matthew's gospel that Jesus comes to them in their fear and touches them. Friends, we have a God who wants us to meet him, not just to think about him out there, but to meet him right where we are, and in very personal way in sacrament when we come to Mass. He does not want to keep his distance, but wishes for us to experience a personal encounter. On our part, exercising the virtue of prudence, using our noggins, respecting others who are around us, and some differences that might be exercised, is wholly appropriate. Jesus says, after touching the disciples who are gripped with fear, that they need not fear. Have no fear. Rise, Jesus says, and have no fear. In other words, get up from this meeting, this encounter with me, and go and live in the world in which I have created you to live, so that you can testify to faith and to hope and to love right where you're at. And you need not fear, even though there might be some anxiety about the future or the unknown, or maybe it's a little even more personal than that, with struggle yourselves or ourselves. The word of the Lord is spoken to us that meeting Christ Jesus the Lord transfers a divine power to us that increases our hope and makes it possible for us not to fear.